This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, November the 8th. I am Marilyn West, and this is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Today, it's Dunce Day. It's a curious celebratory day that takes us back centuries. It actually honors John Duns Scotus. He was a 13th century philosopher and theologian whose followers were called Duns Men. They wore tall, conical hats as symbols of learning and wisdom, and they believed the pointed shape helped funnel knowledge from the heavens into their minds. But as the years passed and thinking evolved, those same Duns men were seen as old-fashioned, even foolish. The Duns cap changed from a symbol of intelligence into one representing ignorance and misbehavior. What began as a mark of scholarship became a tool of shame. Teachers once used the cap to punish students, making them sit on a high stool in the corner, embarrassed into behaving and concentrating. Yet the truth is, the symbol was never meant to diminish, only to inspire. Perhaps the dunce cap isn't really about failure at all. Maybe it should be seen as an invitation, a reminder to lift that cap and open our minds and explore the world of knowledge for ourselves. There's a saying, if the hat fits, wear it, and it doesn't quite apply here. The hat was never one size fits all. Sometimes the person under that cap wasn't lacking in thought. They simply had such a large capacity for it that the world around them hadn't caught up to them yet. So on this Dunce Day, let's ask, what does it really mean to be a person of substance? Is it about the possessions we collect? Or is it about the thoughts that we nurture, the curiosity we feed, and the knowledge we share? Knowledge can be powerful, but it can also be overwhelming, and there's so much information around us. Some of it's useful, some confusing, and it takes good judgment and common sense to choose what to absorb. One thing, however, is very clear. Using our minds keeps us healthy and strong. Research shows us that people who keep learning and challenging their brains are 29% less likely to develop dementia. Every time we learn something new, we create fresh neural pathways, and our brain literally reshapes itself. So when we put on our thinking caps, we're not just gaining knowledge, we're building a better, healthier brain. The dunce cap has evolved. Thankfully, it's no longer a tool of shame. On this day, perhaps we can reclaim that conical hat and see it again as a symbol of open-mindedness, a thinking cap that challenges good thoughts from above down into our minds. It's a reminder that learning is lifelong, curiosity is powerful, and that our mistakes are simply part of the journey toward our wisdom. This brings to mind a boy I knew in public school, Jimmy. Jimmy could never sit still. He fidgeted, he tapped his pencil, and he distracted the class. His grades were low, and our teachers were often frustrated by him. If dunce caps had been used in those days, Jimmy would surely have worn one. Years later, I ran into him again, but this time he was a doctor working in a busy hospital. He'd earned his MD, specialized, and was helping people every day. I was amazed. In fact, I was shocked. I was astonished. Jimmy told me that school had been painful for him. He'd been labeled stupid, and he'd made a decision to prove everyone wrong. The more people doubted him, the harder he worked. Once he found something he loved, science, everything changed for him. What teachers once saw as a distraction was really energy waiting to be directed. Jimmy just needed the right environment and a little understanding to thrive. Most of us have met a Jimmy in our lives, someone who just needed support to achieve their potential. And history is full of people who are misunderstood. It might surprise us, but Einstein, Edison, and even Beethoven were on that list. They were all labeled slow in their genius, and their genius wasn't recognized until much later in life. Albert Einstein once said, "Everybody's a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing it's stupid." That wisdom reminds us that each of us learns differently and that real intelligence reveals itself in many, many forms. So on this Dunce Day, it's important that we remember that conical hat and how it's traveled through time, from a symbol of wisdom to a funnel for knowledge to a tool of punishment and misunderstanding, and now, full circle, to a thinking cap once again. Maybe, just maybe, we can put that idea into action today and say, "I'm ready to open my mind and make the most of what I learn." Because learning is lifelong and curiosity is powerful, and our mistakes are part of our journey to wisdom. Writer and philosopher Edward de Bono once said, "You can't dig a different hole by digging the same hole deeper." He reminds us that we all have minds and we all think in different ways. De Bono taught us that we can wear different thinking hats and that can help us solve our problems creatively and that we can approach our challenges with fresh perspectives. He had many interesting thoughts about thinking caps, and at the close of this show, we'll learn more about how his insights can help us use our brains effectively every day. So for now, let's pause and take a breath. Let's open our minds and put on our virtual thinking caps. Together, let's use this hour to learn from the experts and to get it straight from a woman's perspective. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic and Dr. Vivian Brown, author of The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. We'll get hearing aid advice from Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, talk fitness with Christine, the health coach, explore relationships with matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, learn about at-home dental care from denturist Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready, and we'll discover ways to make our homes safer and more accessible from Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. Yes, I'll also be your wardrobe doctor, and we'll begin by speaking with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial right after one important message about organ donation. And at the close of this show, we'll explore ways to keep our brains active, healthy, and focused on positive things so we can keep that thinking cap working for us each and every day. So take a moment. Let's put on our imaginary thinking cap and let's wear it. And please do stay with us this hour wearing that thinking cap and get it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Wetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, on this Dunce Day, we have someone who can help us plan for our financial well-being. It's Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial, and he's here now. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn. Good morning to your listeners. Happy Saturday. So, Marilyn, your show starts about dunce moves. So let me, by virtue of a children's story, convey the biggest dunce move in financial planning. Alice in Wonderland. Alice meets the Cheshire Cat in Chapter 6. She's left the Duchess's house, and she greets this cat at the fork in the road. "Cheshire Puss," she begins, rather timidly, "would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here?" Cat responds, "That depends a good deal on where you want to get to." "I don't much care where," says Alice. "Then it doesn't matter which way you go," said the cat. "So long as I get somewhere," Alice added as an explanation. "Oh, you're sure to do that," said the cat, "if only you walk long enough." The biggest and most glaring dunce move in financial planning is not planning. I am frequently mystified by those who dismiss the benefits of thoughtful financial planning. "I can't be bothered," they might say. "You can't build a house without a plan. Professional investors want to see a business plan. Virtually everything we use, live in, drive, wear, even eat is a result of some written plan. Why? It defines our actions, quantifies the resources we need, and uses them efficiently with as little waste as possible. Build faster, build better, build stronger. Failing to work as a team would be another one. I spoke several weeks ago of the woman who just came out of a 5-year relationship, thankfully financially unscathed. When I sat with them to plan as a couple 5 years ago, I found $31,000 of money and expense efficiencies that could be used to retire earlier, enjoy using their money on enhanced lifestyle, and yes, afford the dream home. We saved tax, lowered expenses, and unlocked tax-free income. He never bought in. She lost patience. It didn't end because of the failure to plan, or failing to financially commit. It certainly didn't help. The other one is failing to use debt responsibly. Use debt to invest, especially if the interest is tax deductible. Use debt to buy something that will improve your productivity. Use debt to improve an investment, maybe your home. But pay your credit cards off. Don't use debt for consumption. That's just bad living. Spending the capital in your investments. If you spend the capital, then that money is lost to you. Learn to live off the earnings of your investments and not deplete the capital. Seek tax efficiencies that can help you find money in those investments. And lastly, and I spoke of this last week, emotions. Emotions destroy common sense. If you get emotional about your investments, you're done. Money in investing requires a calm and calculating mindset. Remaining objective allows for clarity in decision making, and allows you to see things with purpose and intent, as opposed to fear and anxiety. So get rid of the emotions, and the only way that I know to get rid of the emotions is to have a plan so that you can put things in the context of your plan. Have a great weekend, everybody.
So it's dunce day. And I guess the example of Alice in Wonderland is a good one, because in order to know where we're going, we have to know where we want to get. And it helps to have a GPS. And when it comes to investing, a financial planner is important. We can then have someone hold our hand and not make emotional decisions and not make the errors that Kevin has just explained to us. Anyone listening, instead of biting your fingernails and wondering what you could do or should do, take Kevin up on a phone call so he can be your financial coach. It won't take but a bit of time, and you're under no obligation, but you can get expert advice. His phone number is 416-708-6229. Kevin has never been known to put anyone in a corner with a dunce cap. He's patient, he's knowledgeable, and he will help you as best he can. The number again, 416-708-6229. And the email is ineedhelp@fullcirclefinancial.ca. So if you want to ask questions about your financial plan, you have an answer. Kevin Giffen, Full Circle Financial. Email ineedhelp@fullcirclefinancial.ca or call him at 416-708-6229. 6229. Thank you, Kevin, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. To everyone, have a great weekend.
The Aerolux Folding Power Chair. How do you improve on great? By introducing Aerolux 2C. Next level comfort. Aerolux 2C has an adjustable footrest for shorter long legs, a seating width of 18 inches, ergonomic backrest so you can ride all day. Yet it's ultra lightweight. Anyone can lift it and stow it away. Arrange a test ride. Call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. Great? Meet greater. Aerolux 2C. New from Travel Buggy.
Now, to continue our conversation about how to get a good night's sleep, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So last week I mentioned three areas that might be the real reason why we're waking up in the middle of the night, certainly if our sleep is disrupted. One was the importance of our liver. The second one was blood sugar dysregulation. And the third one was stress or cortisol, our stress hormones. So I wanted to talk this morning just a little bit about some practical strategies for supporting deep sleep and silent sleep throughout the course of the night. So certainly supporting our liver's nighttime work is really important. So how do we do that? We can keep dinner moderate, avoiding heavy or fatty meals that are late in the evening. We want to really favor fiber, for example, antioxidants, and really get those nourishing greens early in the evening. It's important to balance that evening glucose. So including protein and a healthy fat at dinner is going to be important. And if necessary, considering a small bedtime snack. And this can include, for example, protein-rich nuts or cheese or a lean protein, especially with patients that have drops in their glucose during the course of the evening. Or certainly while they're sleeping. We want to stabilize our stress hormones, for example. So that's really important in terms of winding down early and limiting the screen and bright light before we go to bed, using soft lighting, practice calming breath work, or even journaling, or even reading before we go to bed. All those things can help with keeping our stress levels down before we go to bed. And really honoring that circadian timing. So we want to fall asleep earlier, ideally before midnight, because late sleep onset is linked with liver risk, and we're just talking about that time between 1 and 3. So ideally before 1 o'clock, and keeping sleep and wake times consistent, even on weekends. That's also important to keep our circadian rhythms pretty well the same throughout through the course of the week. Testing can be very helpful, and if people have any questions or they feel that they have some sleep issues that require some testing, we can test from a liver standpoint, glucose standpoint, and even looking at gut health as well. So if people have any questions, they can give me a call. My number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Whether you're dealing with wanting to get a good night's sleep or any other health problem, you can get to the root of it and deal with it naturally with the help of Dr. Betty Rosendahl and Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic. Give a call to 905-707-2001 and ask for your complimentary consultation. That's 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty, and look forward to speaking to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
No matter what hat we decide to wear, it's important that we wear our thinking cap as well and look after our hearing. To make sure that we do it right, we have hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. We live in a time when there's no shortage of information, especially about hearing aids. If you were to type best hearing aid into a search engine, you would get thousands of results, each one claiming to be newer, smarter, smaller, or more advanced than the rest. Then if you add the reviews, YouTube videos, online forums, and suddenly what should be a step towards better hearing becomes a confusing maze of mixed options. I meet people every week who walk through our doors feeling completely overwhelmed. They've spent weeks or even months reading, comparing, and researching. And some come in with pages of printouts and screenshots, and still they feel lost. Because more information doesn't always mean more clarity. You see, hearing isn't about technology. It's about people. Your hearing ability, your ears, your brain, and your lifestyle, these things are all unique. So the real question isn't which hearing aid is best, it's which hearing aid is best for you. That's where having someone you can trust makes all the difference. At Hearing Aid Source, our goal isn't to overwhelm you with options or push you towards a sale. Our job is to guide you, to listen to your needs, understand how you live, and match you with the right hearing solution that fits you. Because when information turns into understanding, confusion disappears. You stop second-guessing yourself, and you start hearing better, feeling confident, and reconnecting with the world around you. So if you're tired of sorting through endless reviews, online opinions, come talk to us. Let's simplify the process, test what really works for you, and help you start hearing and living with clarity again. That's what we do every day at Hearing Aid Source.
Edmund, you always help people find the best hearing aid for themselves. And that's really what you're about. You treat people as family, and I get thank yous as a result. Anyone listening who wants to wear a thinking cap and not be a dunce in the corner needs to ask questions of an expert who will look after your interests so you can hear your best. Edmund, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach me is by phone at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. You'll have an expert in your corner when you speak to Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. You'll get a hearing checkup if you need it, and he can assess the hearing aids you have and make sure that you hear your best. The number again, 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Not everyone feels that they can cope with meeting someone new. And when you're ready to have a new relationship, perhaps you're timid and you think you're a dunce and you don't know what to do. Well, here, on From a Woman's Perspective, Dunce Day is the perfect day to put on a thinking cap and to ask questions of our matchmaker and our Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. So good morning, Linda. How can you help us dunces make a relationship happen?
Well, good morning, Marilyn. So it's interesting because I was speaking to a lady this week, and we were doing the interview, and she said, well, you know, your spouse is the only person, the only family member you get to choose. So you should choose wisely. And that's sort of why she was joining the service, because she said, you know, sometimes I don't always make the best selections when it comes to dating. And I think sometimes I need a neutral party to help. And that's one of the things you can, you know, a matchmaker is really good at. If you have a good matchmaker, is we're really good at sort of drilling down and figuring out what it is that's going to make you happy, what's going to be the best thing for you in the long run. And what we do is we sit down with you, we do an interview that's quite in depth, so we find out not only what you're looking for, but also a little bit about your history. So why are you making maybe not the best choices? Is that something from your family of origin? Maybe you're trying to repeat those sort of patterns. And sometimes it means you have to do a little work on yourself or do a little self-examination. So I can help people go through that process. I'm also very good because I certainly do a lot of coaching. So I would sit down with you, and if you're not getting maybe what you're looking for, or the people that you're looking for, it's not working out with, we can kind of do a little role playing or a little bit of talking about how the dates are going, what you're talking about, what you're doing, and maybe have a different outcome for you. So hiring a matchmaker can be really important, because especially with some of the people that are coming to me that are in the retirement age groups, because your social circle gets so much smaller. You know, you're not out in the workforce where you may meet somebody at work. You're not out at the soccer field where you may run into another parent because your kids are already grown. But you still have those desires. You want to be in a relationship. Being in love feels the same way when you're 65 or 70 as it does when you're 18, if you meet that person that you have chemistry with. And maybe you're ready to travel down south and you'd like somebody to do that with, or maybe go on a cruise together or do those kind of things that couples do. But it's harder when you're a single person. So that's something a matchmaker can really help you figure out and help you do.
Well, you are a GPS for the people I have sent to you, because I know a few people who are now in happy relationships and they thank Cupid. And it's Cupid with the name Linda Miller and Misty River Introductions attached to it. So if someone wants to find out what having a matchmaker is all about and they're not really sure if it's for them, what do you recommend they do?
So I recommend you can call the office. We're open at 10 a.m. on Saturdays. So we're 6 days a week, but we start a little later on Saturday. So you can call our office at 1-877-334-9041. Or you can visit our website at mistyriverintros.com and book an appointment to do an interview with myself or Nancy, who's my general manager. And we know the database really well, so we'll be able to tell you whether we have sufficient numbers of people that you can be matched on a regular basis, so you know whether it's money well spent for you. And you can pick the time that suits you, and we're happy to do that. It takes about an hour, and we go through an application. It doesn't obligate you, but we'll give you a lot more information on how the service works and what can you can expect if you were to become a member.
Well, I have people saying to me, sure, that's okay when you're 40 or 45, but what happens when you're retired, you're 65 and 70, and are there enough men out there for us women who are on our own? And those questions need answering, so perhaps if we have time today, you can answer them.
Well, one of the interesting things is when we do a show, like, for instance, the women's show, what we will do is we will advertise that in another format that attracts men. So this last week, of course, we've been on the World Series. So if you were streaming the World Series on Rogers, you'll notice that our ads were running all during that time. And that brings an even number of men in for the women that we get from other things. So the other thing that's very interesting is that we have a higher success rate with people that are over 70. And I think one of the reasons why we have that higher success rate with people that are over 70 is because they don't have those tie downs and responsibilities that maybe somebody 55 or 60 would have. So, you know, like an adult child living in your basement, or a school district you can't move away from, or a job that keeps you busy all the time. It's really like being 18 again. You have a lot of freedom. You have a lot of flexibility. You have the financial freedom. So you're able to do things like travel and do fun things together. So we do have a very good success rate with people over 70. We have about an 80% success rate. Whereas with people under 70, it's about 75%. So you start to see that differential because of the fact that people are sort of free agents again.
Thank you for explaining that. Anyone listening who wants to just find out a little more about Cupid in this day and age, call Linda Miller, Matchmaker Extraordinaire, Misty River Introductions, the number 1-877-334-9041. Thank you very much, Linda, for explaining that, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
If dunce caps were still something that we used, anyone who neglected their dental health would qualify to wear one. But from a woman's perspective, listeners, you people have no excuse, because dental care can come wherever you are, thanks to our newest member of the team. That's Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready, and she's here now. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Marilyn. I've met so many wonderful patients through Denture Ready Mobile Dental Services. Some live alone or have mobility or cognitive challenges, so I always try to make every visit extra special. Taking time to explain each step helps them get comfortable and leave clear written instructions for aftercare. One patient, Bernadette, really touched my heart. Her family lived far away, and her personal support worker wasn't quite sure how to help her oral care. So during my visit, I showed her a few simple ways to clean and store Bernadette's dentures properly. A few weeks later, that same PSW noticed another client's denture had a small chip, something easy to miss, but potentially painful, because she now knew what to look for. She called the family, and we were able to repair it quickly before it caused any issues. Moments like that remind me how teamwork and education can make such a difference, not just for one person, but for the whole community of caregivers who look after our loved ones every day. And it's also a good reminder for anyone listening. If your dentures start to feel loose, if they don't feel snugly against your gums like they used to, or if you notice any sore spots or difficulty speaking or any discomfort, it's important to have them checked. Sometimes a simple adjustment, a reline, a repair can make a world of difference. Small steps taken early can prevent bigger issues later on, including irritation, infection, or the need for antibiotics if bacteria becomes to build up. I provide all the same professional denture services you'd receive in a traditional clinic, from new dentures to relines to partial dentures to repairs and professional cleanings and education, but with the comfort and compassion of care that comes right to your door. My approach has always been to go a little further than expected to make sure every person I see feels cared for, heard, understood. That personal connection is truly what keeps me passionate about what I do. If you or someone you love could benefit from mobile denture care, I'd be happy to help. You can reach me, I'm Suzanne Salga, at 647-204-4478, or visit my website, dentureready.com, to learn more about my services. And right now, for the first three callers, I'm going to extend a special promotion. So please call me to discuss further, and let's get you going with something that might help you out so that you don't have any issues with your dentures.
Suzanne, before I let you leave, what happens if we drop our dentures and it's Saturday afternoon? What do we do, and can you help us?
Absolutely. That's an emergency visit. So you just call us and we can ask you some more questions about, you know, possibly in some cases patients have a spare. And, you know, they could potentially use that one. A lot of people do that. They keep their dentures in a container, and if they have one that chips, they pop another one in. But that's something we can discuss. Sometimes when a denture breaks, it could be way worse than what they have in their case. And that denture they keep and hold on to could be loose. So give us a call, and we'll help you to get the right appointment time to get that fixed.
So emergency services are available. And if you drop your denture or lose a tooth, then remember the name, Suzanne Salga, Denture Ready, bringing dental work to your home. And the phone number is 647-204-4478. That's 647-204-4478. Thank you, Suzanne, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Suzanne Salga, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Salga, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown is here. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. And I thought we'd talk about stress. Everybody keeps saying how stressed they are. But I want to make the point that stress is not a disease. Stress is a state of mental or emotional strain and tension resulting from adverse or very demanding circumstances. But we also know that stress can be motivating. Sometimes stress can help you study and do better on an exam or better in a certain work situation. But too much stress can impair performance. So what we can think about when we talk about stress is it's the wear and tear on our minds and bodies that we experience when we attempt to cope with our continually changing environment. And what you can think of is that stress occurs when the pressure is greater than the resource. But what's really interesting, Marilyn, is in the research, when they look at different stressful situations, what they're looking at is someone's perception of stress. Because if you perceive something to be very stressful, then it is, whether it is or isn't in absolute terms. So your perception of stress is what makes the difference. So I think we all experience stress from day to day. And what we really want to do is be clear about our perception. Can we package this up and deal with it in a short time? Is this something that's going to be an ongoing issue in our family or in our work life? Do we need to bring in other people to help modulate and work on whatever this stressful situation is? For example, caregiving of an older person. The bottom line is it's all about your perception, your resource, what you're able to do is different for different people, and even for the same person is different at different times of our life. But your perception of whether something is causing too much wear and tear is what's going to affect your perception of stress. And we know that stress affects us physically and mentally, so we want to be sure we're controlling the stress in our lives.
When we turn down the stress level in our lives, we are healthier. You just heard useful advice and clear language about stress. And if you're interested in taking control of your health, look for the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. It's on Amazon, it's available in local bookstores, and it's available on drvivianbrown.com. And of course, you can always get a signed copy from me if you order it just by calling 416-504-6777. Dr. Brown, thank you for clarifying what stress is and how we can deal with it. And I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Me too, Marilyn. Have a good week.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. Once upon a time, no one left home without a hat. It was a matter of good manners, dignity, and style. But today, hats are a choice. We can choose to wear one because we want to, not because we have to. And that makes them all the more expressive. It's Dunce Day, so let's use the original conical hat and its history for inspiration. The same conical dunce hat also appeared as a hennin in the 15th century. It was a tall, elegant hat with flowing veils often worn by noble women. And even further back, Egyptian pharaohs were depicted wearing conical crowns as symbols of authority and wisdom. So the dunce cap reminds us that a hat can mean many things. It can express wisdom or foolishness, punishment or prestige, fashion or function. And it all depends on how we interpret it and how we choose to wear it. Hats have been identifiers. We recognize a police officer by his cap, a ship's captain by his peaked hat, or a cowboy by his Stetson. These hats aren't about attitude, they're about role and purpose. They tell the world who we are, where we belong, and what we do. But the hats we choose for ourselves, they can tell a different story. They can reveal our personality. They can protect us from the sun or cold, and they can also complete and elevate an outfit. They can give us confidence and help us connect with others, or even stand out in a crowd. Christian Dior once said, "A hat is a flag, a shield, a bit of armor, and the badge of femininity." And I think he was absolutely right. A hat isn't just one thing. It is many, and it can do much. A client of mine, Ellie, was the mother of a bride whose daughter was marrying in England. And she proved this message beautifully. It's page 73 in my book, and I'll share the hat part of her story now. By stepping out of her comfort zone and accepting my suggestion to step out of her box and complete her outfit with a hat, a fascinator, she added the crowning glory to her look. When she returned from the wedding, she proudly showed me her pictures, and she said that she'd never felt so wonderful, so confident, and she'd received many, many compliments. That hat didn't just complete Ellie's outfit, it transformed how she felt about herself. So hats do speak. A crown tells us who's royal. A cowboy hat brings to mind confidence, independence, and maybe even the Calgary Stampede. A baseball cap can show team spirit or rebellion, depending on how we wear it. A toque keeps us cozy through the Canadian winter. And today, as we visualize it, a conical thinking cap can remind us that headwear can inspire us to think about it, to use our heads to open our minds and think creatively. Every hat can help us tell our story and send our message. A ski cap with bunny ears or pom-poms can help us make a playful statement and giggle. A wide-brimmed sun hat says, "I value my skin and I like to express my style." And a fascinator, well, it can say, "I'm feeling dressed to the nines." Every hat has the potential to speak for us. So it's important that we pick the right hat and use our common sense. Size, shape, proportion, and appropriateness all matter when we select a hat. If we're petite, a hat with a huge brim can overwhelm us, and we can look like we're hiding under a tent. Or if we're tall, we can choose to wear a big-brimmed hat comfortably, if that's the message we wish to extend. And let's remember, it's not just about the hat. It's about how we wear it. The tilt makes a difference. Angling a hat slightly forward or to the side will flatter our face more and add personality. And it's important that we show our brows and a bit of our forehead and our eyes so that we can connect with people. And if we want a little mystery, we can add it with a veil. And color matters too. A hat frames our face, so it should harmonize with our skin tone, our hair color, and our outfit. The right hue will magically bring out our eyes and warm our complexion and definitely help us look our best. And of course, our personality plays a big part. Our hat can express our mood and our message, and help us be playful, romantic, mysterious, bold, or whatever we wish. It's a small accessory, our hat, but it can have a huge impact when we select it right and wear it well. Historically, hats with larger brims have signified social status. Personally, I noticed long ago that when we wear a hat with a brim, we create a space. The bigger the brim, the larger our own personal zone. So as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor, I encourage anyone listening to explore caps and hats and be brave when you do. Try to complete your outfits with a hat or cap that suits you in every way and fits the occasion and also your mood. Use it to express your individuality and send your message to the world. And definitely make certain that the hat you select is one that you'll wear comfortably and confidently. Wear your hats and don't let them wear you. Choose the ones that complement you in every way, and then you'll look polished, poised, and perfectly together. And you'll also have a wonderful reason to smile and feel good. Because a hat isn't just a practical accessory. It's a powerful one. It can keep you warm. It can protect you from the elements, give you confidence, spark conversations, and it can also make your day. So try one, and you'll be glad you did. And if you want my advice about a hat or anything to do with personal style, I'm a phone call away. You can call me, Marilyn Weston at 416-504-6777, and I'll gladly be your wardrobe doctor. And with that same call, just by dialing 416-504-6777, you can order a signed copy of my book, Marilyn Weston, The Wardrobe Doctor, More Than Just Fashion, and you'll be able to read the rest of Ellie's story. The book will cost you $20, and shipping locally will be free, and you'll be included in a draw for a free copy this month. So, in a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll speak with Christine, the health coach, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. And then I'll do a close of the show with interesting information on which thinking caps can help us focus and use our brain best. So stay with us and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective, right here, right now, on Zoomer Radio.
Before you can claim the new Canada Disability Benefit, you must first apply for the Disability Tax Credit. Does your medical condition make you eligible? We know the answer. Disability Tax Results. Here to help you get the tax credits you deserve. Call us for details. 519-265-3145.
Now, our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Classic strength training for bones. Compared with other types of exercise, strength training can deliver the most benefits to the maximum number of bones. A strength training program typically employs equipment such as weight machines, free weights, resistant bands, or tubing. Not only does strength training protect against bone loss, but it can also build muscle mass, improve your body's ratio of lean muscle mass to fat. As a result, it deserves an important place in your exercise routine. No matter what routine you use, here are some tips for safe and effective training that will help you get the most out of your workouts. Number one, warm up and cool down. Warming up brings nutrient-rich, oxygenated blood to your muscles while raising your heart rate and breathing. Cooling down slows breathing and heart rate to help prevent a sudden drop in blood pressure that can cause dizziness, and always end with stretches. Two, focus on form, not weight. Three, maintain a steady tempo. Four, make sure you breathe. Five, practice on a regular basis. And six, make sure you're keeping it up. So if you'd like to register for my online group training complimentary for 2 weeks, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
You'll always get the most out of your workout when you have Christine as your health coach. Call her for the 2 weeks free training and see what it's all about. The number, 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. Thanks, Christine. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
You don't have to be old to slip and fall in a tub. But if you know that you're vulnerable and you don't look after it, then perhaps a dunce hat is what you should be putting on your head. Thankfully, we have an expert in accessibility, Daniel Wiskin, and he knows how we can prevent falls regardless of our age. And he's here now. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, after all these years we've been renovating homes, whether it's to make them more accessible or just give them a fresh, modern feel, there's one thing that always seems to stress homeowners out the most, and that's picking out the products and the materials to get the job done right. It sounds simple, but once you start comparing tiles, vanities, faucets, and paint colors, it can feel overwhelming. Even with family around, it's hard to know where to begin. Take my client Martha, for example. She's been dreaming of renovating her bathroom for years, but she didn't have close family nearby to help her through it. So I offered to make it easier. I picked her up, and we made a whole day of it. First stop was the tile store. She could see everything up close, take home samples, and picture them in her own lighting. Then we went to the plumbing supplier to pick out her shower, faucets, toilet, vanity, and accessories. By the end of the day, everything was selected, ordered, and ready to go. And you know what? The stress was gone. She told me afterwards that what seemed impossible suddenly felt exciting. That's what really sets Greater Toronto Accessibility apart. We don't just build spaces, we guide you through every step so your renovation is simple, personal, and enjoyable. Whether you'd like to visit suppliers together, have samples brought to your home, or just get help narrowing down what makes sense for you, we make sure you love the process as much as the result. So if you're thinking of renovating or updating your space, now's the perfect time. We still have a few openings for renovations in December, and we're booking into the new year. So I suggest you give Greater Toronto Accessibility a call. There's a no obligation consultation, and we'll make renovation stress-free for you and simple.
So Daniel, basically you're doing what the From a Woman's Perspective team does. We give personal service and make a stress-free experience happen for our clients. So if someone's interested in maybe not just doing a bathroom, but doing their whole home, are there areas of the home you prefer to do?
No, so we do it all. So whether you want to renovate your entire basement, update your kitchen, of course, we do specialize in bathroom renovations. It's a big bread and butter of our business, but we work in the entire home, and we offer an assessment called the Forever Home Safety Check, where I can come to your home and assess the home from top to bottom and give you clear ideas of what's possible and what's not, and give you some prices that's attached to it so you know how much it's going to cost. You don't have to guess what it's going to cost.
And how long does that estimate stay? Like if you come see me today and I want to do this, let's say 6 months it takes me to figure it out. Will you be able to stay with the same pricing?
Yeah, so we'll stay within that budget. We give a general range until we actually pick out what the finishes are going to be. But you'll have a really good idea of what it's going to cost, so you can plan for it. I call it your roadmap for the future. I say it week after week because you don't have to implement it right away. There's no rush to get it done. It doesn't have to be 6 months or a year, but you'll have a general idea of what it's going to cost when the time comes.
Well, I have to say thank you. You were kind enough to come and put a wand, shower wand in my shower, and it's made such a difference to how I can take a shower and enjoy it, and the pressure's great. So thank you for that. And anyone listening, if you want to look at planning for the future and making yours a forever home, then take Daniel up on his Forever Home Safety Check. What's the deal again, Daniel?
So it's usually $89.95 for the assessment. I will give it away for free for the first three callers this week. So I invite you to call me. Don't be shy. I'd love to chat.
647-206-6409. 647-206-6409. Call that number. Ask for Daniel. You'll be glad you did. Thanks, Dan, and we'll speak again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Now it's time to wind up this show for today. It's Dunce Day, and it's time to take a moment to remember where it all began. The original dunce cap was worn by followers of John Duns, the 13th century Scottish philosopher and theologian. His students, the Dunsmen, wore tall conical hats, a symbol of learning and wisdom, a way to funnel knowledge from the heavens into their minds. Over the centuries, the cap changed meaning, becoming a symbol of foolishness and shame. Today, we've come full circle. It's a thinking cap, and it doesn't have to be a conical hat anymore. It can be a virtual cap, a symbol of curiosity, reflection, and open-mindedness. It reminds us that our minds are powerful tools for thought, guided by heart, compassion, and good intentions. Let's remember that the cap we wear in life isn't always made of cloth or paper. It's the one we shape with our thoughts. Edward de Bono, father of lateral thinking, reminded us that thinking isn't just something we do. It's something we can do better when we approach it consciously and creatively. His famous idea, the six thinking hats, taught us that we can choose how we think by changing the hat we wear. Each hat has a color and a purpose. A white hat gathers facts. It focuses on information and logic. A red hat reflects emotion, how we feel in the moment. A black hat helps us be cautious and critical. It spots potential problems. A yellow hat looks for optimism. It searches for value and opportunity. A green hat opens the door to creativity, for new ideas and fresh possibilities. And a blue hat brings it all together. It's about organization, clarity, and control of our thinking process. De Bono believed that by deliberately switching hats, we can see problems from every angle. We can work more effectively together and make smarter, more balanced decisions. It's a wonderful reminder that each of us has many ways to think, and that our best results often come when we blend logic, feeling, imagination, and wisdom, and we wear many caps. As Edward de Bono once said, "The main difficulty of thinking is confusion." So today, when we put on our thinking caps, we're taking a step to move from being in a fog to finding clarity, from uncertainty to understanding. Each of us has a brain. It's our powerhouse of knowledge. And we have a heart, our compass of compassion. When we use both together, we can accomplish remarkable things. Science supports this. Science shows us that people who keep their minds active and engage with their emotions positively are about 30% less likely to experience cognitive decline as they age. So thinking deeply, learning continuously, and feeling fully all help us keep healthy, connected, and strong. The dunce cap of long ago has evolved into today's thinking cap. It's a symbol of curiosity, growth, and open-mindedness. It reminds us that learning never ends, that wisdom grows from experience, and that mistakes are simply stepping stones to understanding. So as we move through this week, let's keep our thinking caps on. Maybe even switch their colors once in a while. Let's explore ideas. Let's see life from different perspectives and make decisions that engage both our minds and our heart. And let's not forget to include the From a Woman's Perspective. Your team is here for anyone wishing to ask questions and think things through and arrive at informed decisions so we can take action with no regrets. Our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Just look under the heading On Radio and you'll see our sponsor expert list. Or if you prefer, you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. And now it's time to say thank you. Thank you to the healthcare workers, service providers, and caregivers who make our lives better each and every day. Thank you to Ian, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the entire From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts for sharing their knowledge and experience and heart. And thank you to each and every one of you for listening, for learning, and spending your hour here with us this morning. And a special thank you to those of you who decide to take action, to don a thinking cap in any color, be it white or red or black or yellow or green or blue or any combo, whatever you choose. The idea is that you're planning to keep your brain active and open each day. As Edward de Bono once said, creativity involves breaking out of established patterns to look at things in a different way. He was right, and when we look at things here with a fresh woman's perspective, we truly have a GPS for making informed decisions. So please join us next week and continue our journey, and let's wear our thinking caps and live an enlightened life. Please plan to leave your thinking caps on and approach life thoughtfully each and every day. Enjoy using your brain because thinking is good for us and our brains will be better off when we resolve to wear our thinking caps every day and use them well. It's time now to say goodbye for this week, but please plan to join me and your team again here next Saturday morning at 8 when you'll get it straight from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio. Until then, remember, thinking is very good for us, and our brain will be better when we resolve to wear our thinking caps each and every day. So let's do that. Have a thoughtful week, a happy one, and enjoy wearing your thinking caps regardless of their color. Bye-bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.